Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
It is better to go to the house of mourning than to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 2 through 3. Drawing from the ancient wisdom in our Bibles will lead us in paths we may not often choose. For example, in this short text, we most often would rather be in a crowd of friends enjoying life's blessings and sharing the festivities of life over sharing time with our friends and loved ones who are mourning. Would we choose to attend the funeral of our friends, or would we choose to be with friends when days are happy? We may ask the question as to why this wisdom will bring us blessings if we follow it. This is Max Pratt welcoming you once again to our program, and we are thankful for your listening today. We pray that the Lord will bless our study from the Bible, and we want to provide spiritual direction that leads our listeners to seek God's will. The Bible is our spiritual and moral guide. We must trust it to lead us closer to our Creator and to our Savior.
Love sought me, mercy found me, but it was grace, marvelous grace that set me free. Oh, love saw my teardrops, mercy had compassion, but it was grace, marvelous grace that set me free. It was love that held my Savior to the old rugged cross, that mercy could be granted to me.
I am convinced that in our society today that the house of mourning is something so many folks avoid. To be personally involved in the sorrows of this life is not at all where many will willingly go. Pleasures of life have been filling our time, hearts, and mind. So much of life is planned to stuff it full of enjoyment. Active lifestyles go from one very pleasant and pleasurable experience to the next one. I can recall many years ago when my son was playing Little League Baseball. I coached him for a few years. On one occasion, we had a ball game scheduled in another town. We were excited to travel out of town and compete at the end of our season. But on the day of this game, one of our boys was facing the funeral of his mother, and all of us agreed that we should go support him and his family at the funeral service. We had plenty of time to do so, and we did. We all sat together and we shared our sympathy to the family. Not long after the memorial service, we gathered up, made our plans to be ready to travel to the game. Before we got everything ready, the player whose mother was buried showed up and wanted to go. His dad agreed that it would be best for him to go with us, and we all made the journey. Something was off for the game. We were not playing as we had every week during the season. The mistakes made were minor. We had the better team, but we were not into the game. After these many years, I still believe that mixing the day with a funeral service and then going to play ball did something to our focus. The enjoyment wasn't there as it had been before. Now, I share this with you to illustrate the fact that there is a need to let the lessons from the house of mourning teach us. But instead, we try to combine them together unsuccessfully. What the wise man shares with us is that the reality of life is found in the house of mourning. We all face the ultimate destiny of death. We will not come out of this alive. We are under the curse of death. Keeping this in mind will teach us many things. We will learn that we must prepare for our destiny. To do so is wise. Since we know that God is a righteous judge, we know we must live godly and justly each day before we meet Him face to face. We learn that sharing in the sorrows of life with family and friends holds a greater value than sharing the pleasures with them. We're there being supportive in times of grief and great need. To weep with those who weep comforts. It shows compassion to those who need it most. Our relationships grow when we visit the house of mourning. I cannot recall all of the many times when death has interrupted life and folks have come together to share the darkness of the hour with one another. Those who were hurting the most received great blessings. I cannot tell you how many times at funeral services I've shared with the family's gratitude for the presence of those who were sharing it with them. Many of the individuals whose loved ones had died have also shared their gratitude for the comfort in their presence. The wise man says that a sad face is good for the heart. Our hearts are open, and care shared during such times is lasting. Compared to the sharing of laughter and festivities, we find that those moments will soon fade and need to be relived once again. We learn more at the house of mourning. When our emotions are laid bare, when our tears are shed together, putting things into true perspectives. Now, we do not want to make it sound like that there should not be joy in our lives. We need to enjoy the times of laughter and pleasures. We're not finding the wise man saying that such is not good. It just does not teach us the lessons about life and relationships, as does the house of mourning. We will have plenty of time during our lifetime to do both. We should be called to the Bible by this wise counsel to be reminded and be mindful of the true meaning in life. If we face the final destiny of a dear and close friend or that of a loved one, will we not be moved to consider our own condition before our God? Will we not also be reminded that we must make our own preparation for what lies ahead?
The Lord.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.